Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colpluga with today's headlines. It's Monday, November 4th. The state's residential real estate market is hot, or very hot, as South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has learned.
South Carolina is a strong seller's market with a lot of expected growth, according to some recent numbers and projections by Zillow. The online real estate portal shows South Carolina's median home sales prices are outstripping the state's median home values. Current closing prices are a median $188,000. That's about $17,000 more than the current median value. Zillow anticipates an overall 3.5% uptick for South Carolina home sales prices by the end of next September. Prices in the state's biggest cities are expected to grow at about 3%. There are two notable exceptions in Anderson and Sumter, though. Zillow expects prices in Anderson to grow by about 5% by the end of next September, but Sumter is looking to be a little bit more buyer-friendly by then. Zillow expects prices in Sumter to soften by about 0.5%. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Ahead of lawmakers' return to Columbia in January, budget writers are forecasting a surplus in revenue. The state newspaper of Columbia reports the state's budget forecasters are scheduled to meet Friday, where they're expected to confirm a surplus of around $1 billion. Early interviews with lawmakers suggest public education and teachers remain lawmakers' top priorities this legislative session. However, legislators say they also want to take a closer look at the state's prison system. Voters taking part in tomorrow's city, county, and mayoral races will be among the first to cast a ballot using the state's new voting machines and process. The Post and Courier reports the two-factor authentication process is similar to how voters have voted in the past, but now there's a paper component added to the mix. Moving on, police in Sumter have charged a high school student with fabricating a threat. Local media reports Sumter High School went on a brief lockdown this morning after a 16-year-old student reported that another student had a gun and was threatening to shoot up the school. Police soon discovered there was no real threat, and the student who reported the threat admitted to making it up. Sumter Police Chief Russell Rourke said his agency takes all threats seriously and that appropriate actions must be taken any time a false report is made. In other news, a man is in custody after a standoff in a shopping center in a parking lot in Mount Pleasant this morning. Media reports Charleston County deputies first received reports that the suspect was threatening to harm himself and shoppers at a Walmart at Wando Crossing. Deputies located the man, and the standoff began after the suspect refused officer commands to exit his vehicle. And the parent company of Bylo Grocery Stores announced today that brands under its name across the Southeast, including South Carolina, will start selling CBD products at select stores. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.